Florida's insurance commissioner says claim solicitation is raising the cost of Florida's property insurance industry for both consumer and provider. David Altmaier told a Senate panel Tuesday that rates for property owners will continue to rise unless something is done. I'm Blaze Ganey. David Altmaier, head of the Office of Regulation, used a graph to show lawmakers the losses insurance companies took in 2020.
That's almost $1 billion, a little over $1 billion in underwriting losses for Florida's domestic industry through the first three quarters of 2020. So that's not even a full year yet. And we've almost doubled the underwriting losses from last year.
Altmaier says while lawsuits are a main driver, a growing issue is roofing claims.
You might have heard a lot about roofing claims that are going on in our state, with particularly the solo counties that I referenced just a moment ago. These don't appear to be normal roofing claims in which a consumer notices that they've had a loss and calls their insurance companies, but instead solicitations.
Altmaier says the process begins not by a consumer, but rather a person or company seeking a victim.
This isn't a consumer noticing that they've got a leak. This isn't a consumer that's had a tree hit their roof. This is somebody who saw an advertisement, or in the case on the left, got something hung on their doorknob that says, if you give me a call, I'll get you a new roof through your insurance company.
Democratic Senator Annette Tadeo is raising the possibility of cracking down on agents that solicit customers.
Should we not go after them through all the licensing and all the things? I'm talking not leave it to the insurance companies, leave it to us as a government to ensure that our consumers aren't being taken advantage of.
Altmaier offered a more systematic approach.
Should we regulate some of these industries a little bit more? I'm not qualified to speak on whether or not we should do that or not. But I do think that based on what we've seen with our insurance expertise, we have seen some areas that seem to be incentivizing this type of behavior. And I certainly would advocate that we spend some time addressing that.
The overview provided an update for senators returning back to the Capitol. From now until the end of session, they are likely to hear several bills that will try and address the status of Florida's property insurance market.